The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Maddie Spencer from The Netty Life about this proposed addition of teams to SSN. Maddie, thanks for your time. I suppose, do we need something like this?
Oh, look, I guess there's lots of debate about whether it's something that's required or not. I guess over at The Netty Life, we're very keen to see two new teams added. I think, yeah, that'll be a great addition. And it also means at the moment, because we have no caps on international players, that sometimes our homegrown sort of next generation of diamonds are struggling to find a place in the SSN competition. So we really hope that it'll be able to help, you know, we'll be able to see some more Aussie talent coming up through the ranks. We know lots are coming over to you guys in the UK and some over to New Zealand. So, yeah.
I believe Kate's got some thoughts on it as well. Remind us what she thinks.
Yes, Kate is very keen for the expansion. She definitely wants to see some more Aussie talent come through the ranks. I think the big thing that we discussed recently on the pod, obviously now Netball New Zealand has relaxed its eligibility rules, which means that Silver Ferns are able to come and play in the SSN. And we've seen a big influx of players coming now from Karen Berger to Kelly Jackson, Jane Watson, and obviously Grace Nwecki's also been there. So I guess the big thing is that if one of these licenses does go to a New Zealand team, what that sort of means about the competition, does that mean that there will be a team full of New Zealanders? Does the team still have to have a certain amount of Australians? Will new rules need to be added so it's not sort of like Silver Ferns 2.0 playing in the SSN? There's lots of sort of things to consider there. So it'll be interesting to see what might happen.
Do you think Netball Australia are maybe just testing people's reaction?
Oh, look, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, they've come out with their 10-year plan recently and they have big aspirations to really grow the sport. And that includes at the grassroots level as well. And I wonder if having a bigger competition and more opportunities for homegrown players to sort of make that elite level is sort of part of that as well. Well, no, lots of people find it very difficult. We've seen Shani Lambden, who plays for the New South Wales Swifts, said that she had basically given up before she got the call from the Swifts. She'd been playing with the Vixens as a training partner for many years and just couldn't see her way into the competition and was going to, sort of do away with the dress and the bib, but then found a spot. So I do, I wonder if Netball Australia is hoping to inspire sort of that next generation by making it maybe a more attainable goal.
And the TV day is up as well, so maybe that's part of the thinking.
Yes, so the TV rights will be up at that point. So, which means they are able to sort of renegotiate this expansion and add those two teams. They couldn't do that next year because Foxtel still has the rights for the team number that's there now. So, it'll be interesting to see how that plays into it as well. We often discuss this on The Netty Life. We really love the Fox coverage. It does a really good job of going in depth. There's lots of analysis, lots of really great commentators, and also like after shows, pre-show interviews, all these different things. But at the same time, we do wonder how many people are willing to pay to watch the netball, and would it be better if it was on free-to-air TV to sort of maybe gain that footy crowd, like if netball was on before footy. So there's lots of things to toss up in that space as well. So we'll see how the rights play into this expansion.
What's the latest you've heard on potential areas then?
So there's lots of discussion about where these teams might be based. Obviously, nothing's been, the bids are open to Netball Australia, but we don't know where they'll be yet. I think the most obvious and probably the place that seems to make the most sense is Tasmania. So Tasmania currently doesn't have a netball team, and they're about to get an AFL team for the first time, so Aussie Rules Football. So it would make a lot of sense for Tasmania to get a team. And there's lots of areas across the country that are sort of maybe, would deserve that team. So Canberra, the ACT, there's talk about, maybe somewhere on the coast in New South Wales, but then also in regional Victoria as well. We have lots of netball played at Bendigo, so that could be one of the spots as well. Geelong, big netball hub, pretty close to Melbourne. So yeah, there's lots of discussion. I'd love to see something sort of in the desert, like in Alice Springs or the Northern Territory, but those places are pretty hard to get to. So yeah, it's unlikely that we'll see it there. I guess the big thing that I sort of said most on our most recent pod is that I really hope that we see teams that are not associated with AFL or rugby league in Australia, because with their own we now have the AFLW competition and the NRLW as well, and I think they're focusing on putting their money into those areas, and we've seen that recently. So a rugby league team, the Melbourne Storm, were the ones who owned the Sunshine Coast Lightning, and recently they've decided to sell that club. And so it does, you know, I think all the teams that we've seen, including Collingwood Magpies, Giants, they haven't had a lot of support from those footy arms. So I really hope that we have either somewhere independent or somewhere maybe a different sport, like even basketball or something like that, where they're really willing to support netball and stay in it for the long haul, as opposed to just see how they go tossing a netball team out there and not really giving that support to the players.
It's early days, but do you think it's realistic and quite likely to happen?
Look, early days, but I do think it's a good idea, and I think it will probably go ahead. I think it makes a lot of sense to add some more clubs to give that, I know, a little bit more interest to maybe elongate the season. So, yeah, I'm really hoping that it is something that does happen down the track.
Certainly want to be aware of, Maddie, our official, unofficial sister podcast in Australia. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.